The President of Russia says he is committed to cooperation with the United States. Dmitry Medvedev told reporters today that he sees what he calls new opportunities opening up with the coming of a new U.S. administration. Medvedev is back in Russia, fresh from the G20 summit in Washington. Senior news analyst Daniel Shore heard him speak while he was here and got a more nuanced sense of what Russia wants.
On November the 5th, the day after the election of Barack Obama, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev delivered a bristling State of the Federation speech. He accused the United States of being responsible for the war in Georgia and threatened to retaliate for a missile defense system in Eastern Europe by deploying short-range missiles. If this was meant to set the stage for a new era in Russian-American relations, it was not very promising. But on Saturday, Medvedev, who is here for the G20 Economic Summit, told a meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations that I attended that the timing had been coincidental. He said that his speech had been delayed from his original October 23rd date by drafting problems. In other words, that it had been aimed at the Bush administration, not at President Bush's successor. Medvedev stressed that Russia was ready for a dialogue with the Obama administration once the Bush administration is gone. But he laid down a marker. Russia insists that the United States respects Russia's privileged interests. That appears to be the new code for sphere of influence. Privileged interests, Medvedev said, applies to all the states which were formerly Soviet republics or Soviet satellites. That sounds like an updated version of the 1968 Brezhnev Doctrine, which justified the invasion of Czechoslovakia to keep it within the Soviet bloc. Privileged interests mean that elements of an anti-missile system couldn't be placed in Poland and the Czech Republic, as the Bush administration was planning to do. It would mean that the American-backed regime in Georgia would have to go. Medvedev said he was talking about states which have been traditional partners, and he added that Russia was not happy about NATO extending its reach towards Russia's borders. Medvedev will be seeing President Obama at the resumed economic summit in April, if not before then. But he has put the new administration on notice that the price of Russian cooperation with the United States is acknowledgement of Russia's privileged interests. This is Daniel Shore.